when you read the spiritual masters, those who have gone before us who are well versed in the spiritual life, they often tell us that one of the greatest things we can do in the spiritual life is to die to self, to completely set aside our personal wants and desires for the worship of God, to no longer live a life of virtue and sin, but instead strive to live a life of virtue and holiness, to no longer be selfish and self-centered, but instead to be totally self-giving and God-centered. This is one of the greatest things, one of the greatest aims that we should have in life, is to die to self and to focus on God. In fact, it should be a special focus during this Lenten season. If we wish to do this, if we truly wish to die to self, then we can listen to the words of St. Paul and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For us to learn how to die to self, to learn how to give of ourselves to God, we could follow the example of the saints. We look at those Christians who have gone before us, those Christians who have lived the lives of virtue and holiness. And especially look at those, especially be encouraged by those who were so self-giving that they gave everything they had, even their very lives. Because these saints have received the reward for their faithfulness. They have received that eternal life that we all strive for. Now, I would argue that if any of the saints, if we took the great saints and we brought them to our time today, if they were on the world today, we would see such a contrary or contrast between their lives and the example we see in the world. Whenever we look at the TV and music and newspapers and movies and celebrities' lives, we don't see examples that lead us to holiness. Instead, we see lives full of selfishness and vanity and sin and vice. Not a healthy example, and yet these are the role models that people look at today, or what they see on TV and they hear in the music and the celebrities and so on. These are the role models people pattern themselves after. But instead, when we look at the saints as our role models, we're reminded, as St. Paul says, that our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are reminded that our goal here on earth is not to remain here on earth, but enter into our true homeland, our true citizenship, which is in heaven. The secular role models are those, in the words of St. Paul again, who conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. As we contrast these two groups, the saints and those who are secular role models, we should be reminded that how we live our life now affects eternal life. That how we live our lives here on earth affects where we spend our eternity. And it should help us to keep our minds on that true citizenship of heaven, and not allow the things of this temporary dwelling, this temporary residency here on earth, to hold us away, keep us away from that, hold us down from the glory that we have been promised. Because we have been promised that we will receive glorified bodies, the glorified bodies that our Lord showed to his apostles at the Transfiguration. The glory of God was shining through him so brightly it actually came out as a light. The apostles actually saw it as a light. Well, we will receive bodies that are glorified as our Lord's was after his death and resurrection. And that on the last day, our bodies will be resurrected. We will be reunited. Our souls and bodies, which had been separated by death, would once again be reunited. And we would share in that those glorified bodies. So if we wish to enter into that heavenly homeland, we are called to follow the example of Abraham, who we heard in the first reading, later known as Abraham, and all the saints, in glorifying God, in dying to self, and putting their faith in him, not in earthly things.